I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Approximately 1.5 million people in the U.S. have lupus. To talk about the latest research and treatment for lupus is Dr. Diane Kamen, a rheumatologist and director of clinical research for the Division of Rheumatology and Immunology at MUSC. Dr. Kamen, tell us a bit about this disease. Can you give us an overview?
Lupus is an autoimmune disease, meaning that the immune system in the body that normally protects us from things like infections, but in certain people with autoimmune disease, the immune system attacks healthy tissues, healthy organs. In the case of lupus, this attack on the own body can affect many different organs and often affects skin, kidney, joints, the list goes on.
And is there a time of life that these symptoms typically present?
The thing about lupus that makes it so cruel and such a mystery is it affects people often in the primes of their lives. So it can affect children, it can affect older people, but usually it's people in their 20s or 30s that are at the highest risk of developing lupus.
And Dr. Kamen, who is typically at risk of having lupus?
Well, that's a good question. It disproportionately affects minorities. So women make up about 90% of the cases of lupus, but African American women are very much at risk. One in 200 African American women will develop lupus in her lifetime.
And how is lupus diagnosed?
Lupus can often imitate other more common conditions, and so it can make it hard to diagnose initially. People often go years with symptoms without a diagnosis. So we try to talk to people more at risk of the disease about things to look out for and get a blood test that helps kind of confirm that diagnosis. So you might have more vague symptoms, things like fatigue, joint pain, rashes, but then some of the more specific symptoms like the joint swelling or inflammation of the organs, that's when it's really serious and needs to be treated.
And tell us about the treatment. How is it best treated?
So we only recently got targeted treatments that instead of suppressing the entire immune system are more targeted to turning off that abnormal autoimmune aspect of it, the part of the immune system that attacks the healthy organs.
And tell us about the research.
Here at MUSC, we're doing a lot of the cutting-edge research in lupus, both in the aspect of preventing the disease, trying to find out what are causes of lupus, and talking to people who are at risk about things that they might do to lower their risk of developing lupus. And then we're also doing a lot of treatment trials to try to find drugs that safely lower that autoimmune response so that people can feel better and have fewer flares of the lupus.
And is this a disease that can be managed so that many people with lupus are active?
Yeah, absolutely. So lupus, when it flares, sometimes people get hospitalized with lupus flares, and sometimes it's more mild. But once it's in remission, people can get back to their lives. And that's our goal, is to prevent it in people that don't yet have lupus and then put people in remission from the disease that have lupus. But it can be life-threatening, and we're not close to a cure yet, but we're working towards that.
Dr. Kamen, thank you so much for providing this update about lupus.
Thank you so much, Bobby. It was a pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.